is Beyond Belief, Beyond Belief. Introduction. Seriousness of charges against the book Beyond Belief. Severe criticism of Beyond Belief. Published 1993 by PPPA and currently available at your nearest ABC, has been voiced by certain prominent thought leaders of independent ministries, in recent magazine articles and in public seminar presentations. Our Firm Foundation published an article, The Concept of Forensic Justification, which declares it too dangerous for any faithful Seventh-day Adventist. Above all, it is not the message of Christ our righteousness as presented by Wagoner, Jones, and Sister White. It is Satan's method to deceive. Much stronger opposing comment has been recorded on audio tapes of various speakers in their public meetings. The denunciation is phenomenal, probably unprecedented in Seventh-day Adventist history. Duty requires that we give attention, for we are implicated. We endorse the book in our 1888 message newsletter. Those who condemn Beyond Belief now include the message proclaimed by the 1888 Message Study Committee. Did we err in endorsing Elder Sekera's book? Are these opponents right or are they wrong? Where is the truth? We must investigate. We must not be foolish and endorse error. Either should we condemn truth which the Holy Spirit may be bringing to the world church. The following are verbatim quotes taken from a transcript of public seminar lectures about Beyond Belief, Paradise, California. They indicate how serious is the opposition, how zealously these brethren condemn this book. These are generally representative of other widespread criticisms of it. Satan has brought this deadly deception into the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Many are entrapped in it, including many conservative Seventh-day Adventists. Many conservative Seventh-day Adventists believe that this book is wonderful. Beyond Belief is making an unbelievable impact across the world in the SDA Church. I am aghast how quickly straight testimony people have embraced this book. Beyond Belief will frustrate the return of Jesus. It is a masterpiece of deception. This is the most deceptive book put out in recent years. Books like Hot Potatoes and Reef full of error, which is readily apparent, but they are crude compared to this. This is most deadly heresy, a resurgence of new theology in the beautiful garb of conservative Adventism. I am heartbroken at this deception. Satan is coming with a subtle appeal. This is exactly the same theology as the new theology. May God save us from Satan's masterpiece of deception. Des Ford's new theology was kindergarten stuff compared with this today. This will lead many conservative Seventh-day Adventists to eternal destruction. A retired General Conference youth director is among those who joined the attack on Sekera's book, declaring it to be the most deceptive he has ever seen published by a Seventh-day Adventist publishing house. See Appendix C. Thus the issue is drawn clear-cut, and we cannot evade it. The stakes are high, and the consequences are profound. A. These opposers unequivocally attribute this book to Satan. They warn all who accept it that they are on the road to eternal destruction. B. On the other hand, there might be another possibility. This book may present the truth of the gospel in a way that the Holy Spirit is blessing. To condemn it as Satan's masterpiece of deception would attribute to Satan what could be the genuine work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus says this would be an unpardonable sin. Those who condemn this book believe sincerely that the Lord has appointed them as watchmen on the walls of Zion to warn the people away from this message. Thousands of Seventh-day Adventists look to them for spiritual guidance. If they had said only that Sekera teaches error, or that he is mistaken, such criticisms would not have forced us to publish this special re-examination. But these brethren have unhesitatingly said Beyond Belief is inspired by Satan, his masterpiece of deception. As a consequence, this issue has electrified the attention of thousands in many lands. If these brethren are right, they are doing a noble duty, and all honest people must say, Amen, to their criticisms. If they are wrong, they are turning many away from the truth of the gospel, which the Lord is now seeking to present to His church at a time when the latter rain is long overdue. After 100 years since Minneapolis, wouldn't that be a tragic mistake? Our duty, therefore, is to seek carefully to discern where the truth may be. The man who once so wisely said, "Be sure you're right, then go ahead," could well have added this, to wit, "Be sure you're wrong before you quit." Jesus commands us, "Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment." In other words, stop judging superficially. You must judge fairly. Williams' translation. We pray for wisdom and discernment to do so. This is no time for superficial reading. Have we learned the lesson of 1888? Ellen White told the opposing brethren a century ago, "If Wegener is in error, you should, in a calm, rational, Christ-like manner, seek to show him from the Word of God where he is out of harmony with its teachings. If you cannot do this, you have no right to pick flaws, to criticize, to work in the dark, to prejudice minds with your objections. This is Satan's way of working. Our greatest fear should be that we may be found rebelling against God's Word, which is to be our guide amid all the perils of the last days. We must be sure that we are on the Lord's side, that we have the truth as it is in Jesus. No one must be permitted to close the avenues whereby the light of truth shall come to the people. As soon as this shall be attempted, God's Spirit will be quenched, for that Spirit is constantly at work to give fresh and increased light to His people through His Word. We should not reject or oppose the views of our fellow laborers because they do not agree with our ideas until we have used every means in our power to find out whether or not they are truth, comparing Scripture with Scripture. This is not to compare personalities, but only to note that the principles of fair play Ellen White expressed and apply today, and equally to any of our brethren. We hope to bear those principles in mind as we proceed with our investigation of this book.